Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shlomo Perlstein. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'ilo Nishmas Reb Moshe Yaakov ben Reb Nosson Yehuda and Reza Leah Bas Yaakov.
Daf Yigdalad Amud Aleph. There's a machlokes Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish if Beis Shammai would actually do halacha l'maisa as their own shita against Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yochanan says, Beis Shammai osu kedivrayim, Beis Shammai did, in fact, act as their shita. And Reish Lakish holds, lo yosu Beis Shammai kedivrayim. They held what they held, but halacha l'maisa, they passed them like Beis Hillel, because the halacha is like Beis Hillel. I think Gemara asks, what's pshat in the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? If it's before the Bas Koil, that the Gemara Maseches Eruvin says, there was a Bas Koil that went out in Hashemayim, that the halacha is like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. Then what's pshat in Reish Lakish that he said Beis Shammai didn't do halacha l'maisa like their psak? Why shouldn't they listen to their own shita? And if it's talking about after the Bas Koil, that there was a Bas Koil that came out in Hashemayim that said the halacha is like Beis Hillel, what's pshat in Rabbi Yochanan that Beis Shammai did do kedivrayim, that they paskened according to their own understanding, the Bas Koil said the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So the Gemara gives two explanations. The Gemara says that the machlokes could be even the cases that they were arguing before the Bas Koil. Rabbi Yochanan holds osu kedivrayim. That's pashut because Beis Shammai held like their own shita. Reish Lakish says lo yosu Beis Shammai kedivrayim because Beis Hillel is a roiv. And the halacha is Achron Rabban Lahatis. You always listen to the roiv. Rabbi Yochanan will counter that Beis Shammai holds that they're mechadad itvei. They're smarter. And since they're mechadad itvei, they're sharper and smarter, they don't have to listen to the roiv. They can go according to their own day. Now we have to understand, the halacha is that in a Beis Din, we'll never say that we care who's smarter. We don't always measure the intelligence of the dayanim and say whoever's smarter, the halacha is going to be like him. We go basarayv. So why does the Gemara say that according to Beis Shammai, they were able to listen to their own psak, even though Beis Hillel was the majority, because they were mechadad itvei, they were sharper. In the rule of Achron Rabban Lahatis, it doesn't matter who's sharper, l'chayra. So to explain this, Rabbi Chanan, in Kovetz Ha'orah, Siman Tazayin, explains that the halacha of Achron Rabban Lahatis, that we go basarayv, is only a halacha in Beis Din of Lishkas Hagazos. There, we don't care who's sharper and who's not. There, the only determining factor of the halacha is the roiv. However, if it's not in Beis Din of Lishkas Hagazis, the Ramban says in Toiras HaAdam that, let's say there's a machlekes between the doctors, what we have to do for a particular chayla, we don't say that if roiv the doctors say one thing, and the miut of the doctors say something else, but the miut are mumchim. The miut are definitely better and more experienced doctors that we're going to still go basar the roiv. Of course, in such a case, we're going to follow the das of the miut because they're sharper, they're smarter, they're more experienced. The Sefer Achinuch himself, in Mitzvah Ayin Ches, the Mitzvah Achir Rabban Lahatis writes, and this is his Loshon, Uvchiras roiv zeh, that we go basar roiv, to paskin halacha, b'shnei hakitos yodos b'chachmas ha'toyer b'shava, when both groups that are arguing are equal in chachmas ha'toyer, she'ein loymar shekat chachamim lo tachriya kat burim merubim afilu kiyotz mitzrayim. It's very illogical to say that if you have a handful of talmidei chachamim disagreeing with thousands of amaratzim, that will say, Achir Rabban Lahatis, we're going to go basar roiv. Of course, we're going to go basar chachma. Experience and intelligence is going to determine who we're going to listen to if both arguing groups are not on the same level. Umasha ani oimer ki bechinas haroiv lo'olam kishebeis hakito is shavais bechachmas emes. We only go basaroiv when the two disagreeing groups are equal in chachma. The only place we don't say that, ki kein noimar b'chol mokim chutz misanhedrin, shebehem lo nedaktek ezu kat yedas yoyser, elo olam nasa kedivrei haroiv mehem. By Sanhedrin Hagodol, by the Sanhedrin of Lishkas Hagozes, we don't care who's smarter, who's not. There the Torah says the only thing that we care about is roiv minyan. The more people that say one day, even if they're not as smart as the mute, it makes no difference, the halacha will be like them. V'hatam, the reason is, l'fi sheim hayu b'cheshbayin m'chuyuv min ha-Torah. The Rabbi Yishlam gave a particular number to Bezdin HaGadol. There has to be exactly 71 dayanim. And the Torah said, in this Bezdin, achir rabim l'hatois, we care about numbers, we don't care about who's smarter, who's not. But anywhere else where the Torah doesn't give an exact number to what we need, as far as doctors are concerned, the Torah doesn't say there has to be a particular number of doctors that pasken. Whatever we believe is correct, that's how we're going to act. So therefore, if most of the doctors say are of one opinion, and the miut doctors are of a different opinion, if they're all on equal footing, all the different doctors, so we're going to listen to the roiv of the doctors. However, if they're not on the same level, if the miut of the doctors are more experienced, they're bigger mumchim, of course we're going to listen to them. By other bati dinim, not the Bezdin HaGadol of Lishkas HaGazes, there's machlekes, the Maran ben Chaviv, and the Kuntras HaSfekes, whether the Das Miut has to paskin like the Roiv. But that's only in either Bezdin of Lishkas HaGazes, or maybe in other bati dinim. However, the machlekes of Beshamim and Beisilo wasn't a Bezdin at all, let alone Bezdin of Lishkas HaGozas. And therefore, Beis Shammai doesn't have to be mevatel their das to Beis Hillel, if they're mechadin yitzvei. We're not going to say there's a halacha of roiv in such a case. As long as it's not a Bezdin, that's mechayiv, a minyan, that's mechayiv, a particular number. So Beis Shammai could say, we're mechadin yitzvei, we're smarter, we're sharper. So therefore, we know we're right, and we don't have to mevatel our das, even though Beis Hillel is the roiv. In summary, the halacha of achir rabim lahatos that we only care about the roiv, whoever has more days, is only in the bezdin of lishkas hagazus, and according to some shitas, even in other bati dinim. But if it's not a bezdin setting, of course we care more who is mechadid tfei, who's more experienced, who's sharper, and therefore Beis Shammai did not have to mevatel their das to Beis Hillel. Rish Lakish, however, is of the opinion that Beis Shammai lo yosu kedivrayim. If there's no situation of a bezdin, it's just Talmidei Chachamim arguing, we said that there is no halacha of roiv. So Rabbi Elchanan explains that in this particular case, the machlekes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we will go basaroiv. Why? Because the Ramban says in Perek Eilu Treifus, Masech Teschul and Daf Mem Gimel, that the machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are unique, that Roiv Chachmei Yisrael were involved in that machlokes. Wherever Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue, it has halacha of Roiv Chachmei Yisrael. Anything that Roiv Chachmei Yisrael is involved in has the halacha of a Bezdin of Lishkas HaGozes. If Roiv Chachmei Yisrael paskin something that has the halacha of Vasisa Kechol Asher Yerucha, it has the halacha of Bezdin of Lishkas HaGozes, and therefore Rish Lakish holds that in all other machlokes in between Tanoim, Rabbi Yosi HaGlili against the Chachamim, whether Basar Oif B'Cholov is the Araisa or not, or Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, whether machshirei mitzvah deicha Shabbos. Dear Rabbi Lesser, when he went back to his town, or basically went back to his town, they clearly pass him like their own shita. They definitely don't have to go basaroiv if they have their own understanding. But in the case of a machlekes b'shamayim b'shilom, there they have a halacha of Ruiv Chachmi Yisrael. In the case of Ruiv Chachmi Yisrael, argue, it has the halacha of Lishkas HaGozes, and therefore Rish Lakish is of the opinion that Beis Shammai would have to be mevatel their das to Beis Hillel, even though it wasn't an actual Beis Din setting. Now, L'chaira, the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is then whether this Ramban that says that the machlekes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel has a din of Rav Chachmei Yisrael, and it has a din of Lishkas HaGozes, is that true or not? Rish Lakish holds that it has a halacha of a machlekes and bezin of Lishkas HaGozes, and therefore the miyatati mevatel is tas to the right. And Rabbi Yochanan holds no, it doesn't have a halacha of bezin of Lishkas HaGozes. That's one way to explain. However, Rabbi Yochanan says you could explain it a bit differently. That the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is, Rish Lakish holds it has a halacha of bezin of Lishkas HaGozes because Rav Chachmei Yisrael are involved. Rabbi Yochanan holds, since there is no particular number, there's no minyan, like the Svara of the Sefer HaChinuch that we mentioned before, there's no particular number of Chachomim that the Torah is being misyaches to, that the Torah says that we have to count how many Chachomim say like one side, and how many Chachomim say like the other side. Since there's no particular number, it's not the halacha of Roiv that we find by Lishkas HaGozes. You see, if Roiv Chachmei Yisrael were there without all of Beis Shammai, it would still have the halacha of a Bezdin of Lishkas HaGozes. It would still have the same taikif, the same power. So even if Beis Shammai wasn't there at all, Beis Hillel would be considered Roiv Chachmei Yisrael. And still Beis Shammai argued, since there is no particular number, it's not Roiv of a certain number, because you don't need the whole Chachmei Yisrael. By Bezdin of Lishkas HaGozes, you need all 71. Every member of the Bezdin is part of the makeup of the Bezdin, and therefore, each one has to come out with the same psak. So the Miut, against their will, have to paskin like the Roiv. However, there is no set number of Chachmei Yisrael. And since Roiv Chachmei Yisrael, even if the Miut wasn't involved in the Shach Levatari, if they weren't involved in the entire back and forth, they weren't there even if they weren't present during the arguments, still the Rav Chachmei Yisrael had the Koyach of Lishkas HaGozes. So you see, it's not because of the number of Dayonim that were there. It's not because of the number of Chachomim that were there. It's the Metzias that Rav Chachmei Yisrael say something gives it the power of Lishkas HaGozes. Therefore, there's no halacha of Achir Rabbim Lahatos that the Torah says, when you're Oymed L'minyun, you start counting who holds what, we're going to go Basaroiv. Here, the idea of being Oymed L'minyun doesn't have the same force that it has by a Bezdin of Lishkas HaGozes. Bezdin of Lishkas HaGozes has an exact number of 71. Roiv of 71 is what's going to be Machriya here. Here, numbers don't mean anything because there is no exact number that the Torah demands to call Roiv Chachmei Yisrael. And since there's no specialness of the numbers, so if Chochmah is stronger than the number of Roiv, then the number of Chilkim, we're going to go and paskin like those that are smarter, and not necessarily those that are more. We mentioned that the reason Rabbi Elezer and the reason Rabbi Yossi Aglili paskin in their towns against the Chachamim, because wherever there's no din of Sanhedrin of Lishkas HaGozes, there's no din of Raif. Rabbi Chanan in Kovitz Shiurim, Chelek Beis, in Kuntres Divrei Seifrim Simen Hei, he explains it a bit differently. He explains that Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Chachamim never argued with each other. They never sat down to discuss their machlokes and have a give and take. Each one learned according to their understanding. In such a case where they never sit down and have a masu matan, where there's no give and take, and they try to come out to an understanding between the two different parties, there's no halacha of reiv. That's why Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Saglili were able to paskin in their towns against the Chachomim, although the Chachomim were definitely roiv against Rabbi Saglili and Rabbi Lezer, who were das yachid, still, since they never sat down and discussed it together, there's no halacha of reiv. That's an alternate way of explaining why Rabbi Saglili and Rabbi Lezer did not paskin like the Chachomim, and the Gemara B'chlal doesn't have any question. Why don't we say loy also kedivrayim? It's only the case of Bisham and Basil where they sat and argued together. The Gemara then continues and says that it could be the Machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish is after the Bas Koil came out to say the halacha is like Basil. Still, Rish Lakish holds that Bishamai Loyosu Kedivrayim like the Bas Koil Paskin, and Rabbi Yechon holds even after the Bas Koil, Bishamai also Kedivrayim against the Bas Koil. Why? So the Gemara explains the reason Rabbi Yechon holds Bishamai also Kedivrayim because Ein Mashkichin Bebas Koil, Torah La Bashamayim, and the Klalei Halacha are the way we paskin, and it doesn't matter what a Bas Koil says regarding the halacha. Now Tosfos asks Akasha, how could you tell me Ein Mashkichin Bebas Koil? There was a tremendous machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, Masechtas Bava Metzia, Bat Tanuroi Shel Achnoi, a special kind of oven, and Rabbi Lezer paskined what he thought, the Chachamim argued, and Rabbi Lezer said, if I'm right, let there be certain simonim in Hashemayim. And there were simonim in Hashemayim that Rabbeinu Shlomo made nisim to prove that the halachas are Rabbi Lezer, and still Achum did not pass like him. And they stayed by their own shita, by their own understanding. And Rabbi Yeshua said, in Mashkiach and Maskel, it doesn't matter what the Bezdin Shomalo paskins, since the Rabbeinu Shlomo gave us the Torah, so we paskin the way we understand, and it doesn't matter what in Shemayim the Bezdin Shomalo paskins. So we see that Ein Mashkiachin Bebas Koil. So why does Shlakish understand over here that the reason Bishamai Leosik Kedivrayim, because the Bas Koil said the halachas like Rabbi Lezer. The Gemara over there says Ein Mashkiachin Bebas Koil. Rabbi Yeshua, all the Tanoim said Ein Mashkiachin Bebas Koil, and you see they didn't listen to the Bas Koil. So Tosfos answers two tirutz. Tosfos answers, really the Bas Koil didn't hold like Rabbi Lezer. In the Shemayim, they didn't pass him like Rabbi Lezer. The Bas Koil was only the Chvoid L'Shur Rabbi Lezer, but the Mesitha Shel Maila also held like the Chacham. That's one teretz in Tosfos. But generally, we could go and listen to a Bas Koil. Or Tosfos explains like this. If it's against the Roiv in Mashkiachim and Bas Koil, since the Chachamim were a Roiv and Rabbi Lezer was a Yachid, and they were arguing, and the Chacham didn't listen to Rabbi Lezer, they held by their own Deya, in such a case, even if a Bas Koil comes and paskins against the Roiv, it doesn't matter. The halacha is Echer Rabban Lahatris, and a Bas Koil can't change a halacha that says in the Torah. However, in our Gemara, Rabbi Yishil was the Roiv. The whole question is, do we listen to Beis Shammai because they're Mechadid Tvei? And that the Bas Koil came and was Machriya, that no, we stick with the halacha of Roiv. The Bas Koil in Bava Metzia, where the Gemara, where all the Tanoim said Ein Mashkiachin Bebas Koil, it's a Dover Pashut that we don't listen to the Bas Koil. Yeah, over there it was against the halacha. Here the Bas Koil is coming to be Machriya a Sofik Hashokol. It's not going against the Roiv. Here we have a Sofik. What's stronger, Roiv or Mechadid Tvei? And that the Bas Koil came and it was Machriya that we go Basa Roiv and we don't care who's sharper. It's not against the halacha. In fact, it goes with the halacha of Roiv. Therefore, in such a case, we're going to listen to a Bas Koil according to Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon says, even in such a case, we don't listen to a Bas Koil. Now, Rabbi Chanan, in Kovitz Shurim Chelik Beis, in Kuntris Divrei Seif from Simon Hay, he brings the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perektes of Hilchas Yisaydi Atayra, and he writes the same in his Hakdoma to Perish HaMeshnais. And this is his Lashon. V'lo hirshanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu lumoy ben anavim, elu ben hachachomim anshei hasforis v'hadiris. The Rebbeinu Shlom did not allow us to learn Torah from the Nevi'im, only from the Chachamim, those that are versed in svaris and understanding the Torah. Le'omar uvasa el hanovi. The Torah doesn't write uvasa el hanovi asher yeh bayom mehim and ask him what's the din. Ela uvasa el hashoifet asher yeh bayom mehim. We have to ask the chachomim, the shoiftim. We don't ask the nevim to tell us b'nevu what the Torah means. He writes further, hanevuah einoy ma'ilo b'perosh ha'Torah uv'hoidoas anfei ha'mitzvois. Nevuah does not help to explain what the Torah means. Once the Rabbi Nishlam gave us the Torah is left to our understanding. It doesn't matter what a Novi comes to explain the Torah. We have to understand the Torah based on our understanding. And we cannot be soimach on what a Novi says. It comes out from the Rambam that in mashkichin bebaskoil, we don't pay attention to what a baskoil says because Torah lav bashamayim. The Rabbi Nishlam gave us the Torah and the Torah is not to be determined anymore by what in Shemaim is the understanding of the Torah. And that comes out, according to the Rambam, it should make no difference whether the Bas Koil is going against the Halacha and the Torah, or even agreeing with the Halacha and the Torah, or by a Safek HaShokol. According to the Rambam, we are entirely not allowed to be Soimach on a Navi or a Bas Koil to explain the Torah. According to that, Taisus' teretz fall away. Taisus answered the reason that we listen to the Bas Koil, that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, is because Beis Hillel is a roiv, and although Beis Shammai is mechadid tvei, they're sharper, but we're going to go bas a roiv. That's what the Bas Koil came to explain. Paskin. It's really a safek, a shakel. There's two ways of approaching the halacha. Do we go basar roiv, or do we go basar who is sharper? The Bas Koil came and said that we go basar roiv, even in the face of a shita who is smarter and sharper. The general rule is ein mashkichin Bas Koil. Yeah, that's when it's going against the halacha. When it's going against roiv, then we're not going to listen to a Bas Koil. But when it's going together with the halacha, or to paskin asaf like a shakel, then we'll listen to the Bas Koil, and that's why we say that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, based on the Bas Koil. But according to the Rambam's understanding, the ein mashkichin the Bas Koil means we never are allowed to pay attention to what a Navi says or what a Bas Koil says, because Torah lav Hashemayim, then the kasha of Tosfos comes back in full force. How could we paskin like Beis Hillel because of the Bas Koil? We never pay attention to a Bas Koil b'chlal. Now really the Kesef Mishnah over there on the Rambam in Perek Tes Melchus Yisrael the Torah asks this kasha. According to the Rambam, why do we paskin like Beis Hillel? In mashkichin b'bas koil b'chlal. Now really the Tosfos HaRosh in Masechet Snidah Daf Zayin asks this kasha. Rabbi Shua himself said, in mashkichin b'bas koil, why does he paskin like Beis Hillel? So the Tosfos HaRosh answer is true. It's not because of the Bas Koil. In mashkichin b'bas koil at all. But Beis Hillel was the Rav, and the Torah says, Achir Rav Lahatis. The reason we listen to Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai is not because of the Bas Koil, it's because the halacha is Achrei Rabim Lahatis. Now, that teretz is a bit shverlach, because in our Gemara, we see that Harifi Tvei counterbalances a Rav if it's not a setting of a Bezdin. So how does the Rambam Paskin, like Beis Hillel, even though they're a Rav, still Beis Shammai is Harifi Tvei? L'maisa the Arsameach over there gives an answer that the klal of Ein Mashkichin Rabas Koil is we cannot paskin a halacha in the Torah based on what a Bas Koil says or what a Navi says. Torah lav bashamayim hi. When the Bas Koil came out and said the halacha is like Beis Hillel, the reason is not because they're right in halacha, that the Bas Koil said Beis Hillel's halacha of the shear of chametz or beitz shenolda biyamtif is the proper shita, is the correct shita. That's not what the Bas Koil said. The Bas Koil said the halacha is like Beis Hillel because their neichin and their midos are more roy to paskin like them. They're on vesanim and they the midos that it's more proper to paskin according to what they say. It's not a psak in Torah. It's a psak about the people, that the people in Beis Hillel are people that are more roy to passing like them. That does not go into the category of Torah Lav B'Shamayim. Torah Lav B'Shamayim is that we can't pass in a halacha or understand the pasuk or a din based on a maskil. This is not a maskil that explains a halacha or explains a pasuk in the Torah. This is a maskil that says that Beis Hillel are people who are more roy to be koveh of a halacha like them than Beis Shammai. That does not go under the category of Imashkiach and the Baskoil, and that's why, even though, according to the Rambam, we never pay attention to a Baskoil, even if it's a Safek HaShokol, in this case we will, because this is not paskening a din, it's pointing to a certain Shita, a certain Man de Omar, that it's more roy to pasken like them, because they're Neichen Zev Lusef.
Now the Gemara continues the sugyo. The Gemara asks, how could Rabbi Yochanan say the Peshamay also could divray him? They were ever like this great ruler, so asu agudas agudas. Baya answered, when do we say the Isser of Lysis Kaidudu? Only if it's two Batidinim in one city. If it's two Batidinim in two different cities, then there's no Isser of Lysis Kaidudu. Rava asked on that, but Peshamay Beis Hillel were two Batidinim in one city. And according to Abaya, it should be also for Beis Shammai to do Kidivrayim. So Rava answered, no. If it's two Batidinim, even if it's in one city, there's no Isra of Lysis to do. There's only an Isra of Lysis to do if it's two different groups in one Bezin. If it's two groups in one Bezin, then there's an Isra of Lysis to do. And since Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were two separate Batidinim, Rava says there's no Isra of Lysis to do. Now when Abaya answered that if it's two Batidinim, in one city, there's an Isser, and it's only Mutter if it's two Batidinim in two different cities. Taisa asked the Kasha, how would Abaya answer Rish Lakish's Kasha from Megillah? The Bnei Kfarim would lain on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, and the Bnei Yars would lain on Yud Dalid, and the Bnei Krachim would lain on Tesvav. How would Abaya be able to answer that original question of Rish Lakish? Since the Bnei Kfarim lay in Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel inside the cities, so it's like Shnei Batidinim Bir Achatz. It's like two Batidinim in one city. Because you have people from surrounding villages that would lay on, let's say, Yud Gimel in the big city, and other people of the city could not lay then. They could only lay tomorrow in Yud Dalet. According to Abaya, his Mahalach will not answer Rish Lakish's original Kasha from Megillah. Rava's Teretz, of course, answers that. Because as long as it's not one Bezin, as long as it's not one group of people, the villager is laying on Yud Aleph, and the Bnei Ayor is laying on Yud Dalet. But according to Abaya, that if as long as it's in one city, there's a problem with Lysis Kaidinu, the Bnei Kfarim would lay inside the cities. Why do they lay on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel? Because they came on the market day to the cities. They had Bezdin there, and they brought their Schayra, and they didn't know how to lay the Megillah in their village. In the Ayaris, in the big cities, there were people who knew how to lay the Megillah. So they would have a Ben-Ir lay the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, and we might see them. So Tosfos asks, how could Abaya entertained the idea that in one city, if it's two Batidinim, there's still a problem of Lysis Gaididu. The Bnei Kfarim, inside the ear, would be Yaitse on Yud Beis or Yud Gimel, and the Bnei Ayaris wouldn't be able to be Yaitse then. And it's all in one city, because the Bnei Kfarim were Yaitse inside the big cities. And still there's no answer of Lysis Gaididu. So how would Abaya deal with that kasha? It's muchach l'chayr from that kasha that Rav is correct, that if it's in one city, if it's taka two separate groups, it's not one bezdin or one group of people, there's no less guy to do. Now the Ramban answers taka and Hanami. Abaye never came to answer the kasha of Megillah. He was just answering the kasha of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and Megillah will be a kasha on Abaye. However, Tosfos, because of this kasha, has a different understanding in the whole halacha of the lighting of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Tosfos learns that it's not the way Rashi explains in Masechet Megillah, and that's the Pashtus, that Bnei Kfarim, the villagers, would come into the city and hear the Megillah in the city on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. It would not be a problem of Lysis Gaidu, according to Abaya. What happened was that they would go back to their villages and be out to the Megillah over there. They weren't over Lysis Gaidu because they were Taka doing it in two different cities. And Abaya says, if it's two Batidinim in two cities, there's no Isra of Lysis Gaidu. Tysus proves this point, that they landed in their own cities and they weren't Yaitse by Bnei Yoreis, the way Rashi explains in Megillah. Because if that was the case, how could the Bnei Yoreis, we might see, the Bnei Kfarim? They're not Mochayuv B'davar. They're not Bnei Chiyuv of laying on Yud Beis. So how could they be might see people who are Archaiv on laying on Yud Beis? Just like a Ben Krach, a Ben Tesvav can't be might see a Ben Yudalid, and a Ben Yudalid can't be might see a Ben Tesvav. The same way, Lachayra, a Ben Ear, somebody who's Chayiv on Yudalid, can't be might see somebody who's Chayiv on Yud Beis. So Behechreach, Tosfos says, it has to be that they were Maitzi themselves in their villages. They weren't Yaitze in the cities. And therefore, there's no problem of Lysis going to do either. Now, there are a couple other Mahalchim in the Rishonim to answer Tosfos' kasha. The Rosh answers, this Bechlal no kasha from Megillah. From Megillah, there can never be an Indian of Lysis going to do. It's not that there's two different shitas. There's two different mahalchim how to mekayim the mitzvah. Bnei kfarim have to lay in Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Bnei yoreis have a different time of laying in Yud Dalet. Bnei krochim lay on Tesvav. It's not that they have the same mitzvah and they're doing it differently. Chazal and Masak in different times for each group. That's not an Indian of Lysis going to do. If the place itself is goyim a different mitzvah, nobody's going to say it can cause machlaikis, or it'll look like shtei tairis. That's gufa the takana. That's the takana that Chazal said. Bnei ayaris len yudalit, bnei kfarim len yudalit yudbeis and yudgimel, and bnei krochim len on tesvav. It's not shaykh, the isra of Lysis Gaidu, by something that's totally in the place where the person lives. Now, if the reason is for machlaikis, that's pashat, that there's not going to come to any machlaikis, because everyone has their own halach, everyone has their own din. And even if you're going to say that it's because Shlei Yirok is Shtei Tairis, that also, it's not going to look like there's two Tairis, because each place is Machayev, a different Kriyas HaMegillah. Now the Rashba answers something else. The Rashba answers the reason there is no Kasha from Megillah, how could the Bnei Ayorois lain on Yudalir, the Bnei Krochim, on Tesvav, and the Bnei Kfarim, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, and we don't say it's Lysis Gaidu, the Rashba says it's not a Kasha at all. There's no Kasha from Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. The whole Kasha was from Yudalir and Tesvav. And that Abaya answered that two Bati Dinim in two different cities makes that there should be no Isser of Lysis Gaidu. They're in two different cities. The Bnei Yudalit land on Yudalit in their city. The Bnei Tesvav land in the Krochim on Tesvav. The whole Kasha that Tosfos asked is Bnei Kfarim, those that land Yudalit, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel in the Ayorois. That should cause Lysis Gaidu, according to Abaya. They're in one city. For that, the Rashba answers that it's not that there's two times for Kriyas HaMegillah. For villagers, it's Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. And for Bnei Ayaris, it's Yud Dalet. That's not it at all. The Zman HaKriya, the time to lay in Megillah for everybody that's not a Ben Krach, is Yud Dalet. There's a Kula that Chazal said, that Bnei Kfarim, who are Mesapik, Mayim HaMazon, Lachem Shebekrochim, the villagers who bring food to the people in the cities, on Purim, Chazal gave a kula to them and allowed them to lain earlier. But it's not that they were kiveya, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, and not Yud Dalet. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel is a kula in the din of Yud Dalet. If the Bnei Kfarim wanted to wait to lain on Yud Dalet, there's no problem with that. It's not that they have their own time of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. It's just a kula in the kriya of Yudala that they may lane earlier because of the circumstances that they help the rest of Klal Yisrael with food for Purim. Therefore, there's no kasha for Megillah. How could the villagers lane on Yudala Fid Beis and Yud Gimel in the cities say it's Lysis Gaidadu for the reason that we said that it's Bechlal not a different kium. It's the same mitzvah of Yudala and it's just a kula. If it's just a kula, there's no license guy to do. Now, as far as Tisus's raya, that the villagers were yotze in their own cities, because how could they be yotze from the Bnei Ayaris? They're not mechuyev bedavar to lay on Yud Gimel or Yud Beis. They're mechuyev to lay on Yud Dalet, so how could they possibly be mitzi, the villagers? The fact is, Rashi in Masechtas Megillah, and most of the Rishonim here, do in fact learn that the villagers were yaitse and Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel in the cities by Bnei Ayaris who knew how to lane. So what do they do with Taisus's Taina? The Bnei Ayaris that were mighty them were not Bnei Chiyuva that day. And the halacha is that someone who is not a Ben Chiyuva that day cannot be mighty somebody who is a Ben Chiyuva of that day. So the stipler in Masechtas Megillah, Siman Aleph and Beis, addresses this issue. And he explains that since the Iker Chiyuv of the villagers is also Yud Dalet, it's not a different Chiyuv of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. They're also Chayiv to learn Yud Dalet. They're Chayiv in the same mitzvah. It's just a kula that Chazal gave that they could be Yotze a few days earlier in order to allow them time to bring food to Achein Shebekrochim. But it's not its own Chiyuv. It's not a separate mitzvah. And you see Mishlayach Manas, they're mechuyev to give Anyud Dalal. They weren't Yotze Mishlayach Manas and the Suda, Anyud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. So really, it's just a kula, as we mentioned from the Rashba, it's a kula in the Chiyuv of Yud Dalal. So, in essence, they are being Yotze the same mitzvah that the Bnei Yud Dalal are Yotze. It's not comparable to the Halacha that a Ben Krach, who's Chayiv and Tesvav, can't be Yotze a Ben Yud Dalal. And a Ben Yud Dalal, who's a Ben Ir, can't be Moitzi Ben Krach and Tesvav, because they're two separate Chiyuvim. The Chiyuv of Yud Dalet and the Chiyuv of Tesvav are two distinct Chiyuvim. So therefore, one cannot be Moitzi the other. However, the Bnei Kfarim, the villagers, are Chayiv in the same Chiyuv as the Bnei Ayaris of Yud Dalet. It's a kula that Chazal allowed them to lay on Yud Alef, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Therefore, there's no problem of having a Ben Ir be mighty them, even though the Ben Ir is not chayiv in that day, since really, in essence, it's two different ways of being yoytze the same chiyuv. Taisus, however, may disagree with that. Taisus holds, since in Lemaisa, they're not chayiv to lay in the Megillah that day, they're not called Bnei Chiyuva, and therefore they cannot be mighty the Bnei Kfarim.
Gemara continues, Toshma. Afa pi she'elu oysen re'elu matirim, le'nimnu be'shamayim li'sanashim be'silum. That even though they argued la halacha, people from Beis Shammai married women from Beis Hillel, and people from Beis Hillel married women from Beis Shammai. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from there that lo yasu Beis Shammai kedivrayim, because if asu, how could they possibly marry into each other's families? There's a chashash they'll be marrying somebody that's asur according to their own shita. So the Gemara answers la olam asu, and how do they marry into each other? The ma'idi luhu parshi, they would be ma'idiya. Beis Shammai would tell people from Beis Hillel that according to your Shita, you cannot marry this woman. And Beis Hillel would tell people from Beis Shammai, according to your Shita, you cannot marry this woman. And they'd be Meinea, they would refrain from marrying those particular women that are Osir to them according to their own Shita. Now the Gemara says, later on Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud, D'maydi luhu parshi, they would be Maydiya to the other Shita, that this woman or this thing is usher for you according to your Shita, and they would be refrained from marrying somebody that according to their own Shita would be usher to marry. What's the Chiddush? The Avavareus Noegim Zebazeh. That they would act with love and friendship, and even though Beis Hillel would hold that it would be mutter to marry this woman, but since Beis Shammai held their own opinion, and it's Osir, so Beis Hillel would tell Beis Shammai, according to your understanding, it's Osir for you to marry this woman. They acted out of love and friendship. Now, the Ritva notes that it really shouldn't just be an inyan of Ava Vareus, it should be Lifnei Iver. if you give somebody a bad etzah, or you tell somebody to eat something that's really not kosher, and you tell them it's kosher, that's lifnei iver. So why does the Gemara just say because of Abba Vareus? It's lifnei iver. Beishami would be very upset if they wound up marrying somebody that, according to their shita, is aser. And the Ritzvah brings a raya from a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that Rav and Shmuel had a machlokes about a certain food, if it's mutter to eat or aser to eat. And Shmuel held its mutter, and he gave Rav to eat. And Rav was certain that it wasn't aser according to his own shita, even though Rav asered, because Chas Le La'ab Bar Abba Le Misfile Midi Le Sfirile, that there's, and it's impossible that Shmuel would give Rav to eat something that Rav holds as usher to eat. The Ritva understands over there it's lifnei iver. So why over here does the Gemara say because of Abba Vareus, it's a simple case of lifnei iver? So the Ritva explains because Beis Hillel wasn't giving Beis Shammai the women to marry. Beis Shammai was marrying them on their own accord. It wasn't like giving a nazir a cup of wine where it's usher for him to drink, and the person who gives it to him is over lifnei iver. Here, Beis Shammai was coming on their own accord and wanting to marry these women. In such a case, there's no lifnei iver. However, because of Ava Vareus, Beis Hillel felt compelled to tell Beis Shammai, according to you, it's also for you to marry these women. The Pri Chadosh, however, argues on the Ritva, and the Pri Chadosh learns that there is no iser of lifnei iver if Reuven holds something is mutter, and he gives it to Shimon, and Shimon holds it's aser. According to the Pri Chadosh, there is no lifnei iver. According to the Ritva, there is lifnei iver, but if Shimon takes it on his own accord and Reuven doesn't stop him, that's not lifnei iver. But if Reuven actually hands it to Shimon to eat, that is lifnei iver. According to the Pri Chadosh, even in such a case, there's no lifnei iver. And the Pri Chadosh brings a raya from our Gemara. Because of Abba Vareus, Shenag Vazeh Bazeh, that's why Beis Hillel told Beis Shammai not to marry these tzaras. If not for Abba Vareus, there would be no reason to tell them. I this lifnei iver. The Pri Chadosh learns there's no lifnei iver in such a case. And the Pri Chadosh is not nochis. The Pri Chadosh does not take into account the Ritas Svarot Machalik, that there's a difference whether you actually hand it to them or you just refrain from letting them know. That's how the Ritva says there's no right from this Gemara, but the Pri Chadosh doesn't hold to that Svara. And therefore the Pri Chadosh holds that there's no lifnei iver, even in the case where Reuven hands to Shimon something that Shimon holds its osur. Just because of Midas Tevis, because of Abba Vareus, Reuven should tell Shimon to refrain, because it is in contrast to his Shita. Now one can ask on the Pri Chadosh, how could he say there's no lifnei iver? How could it be any worse than giving him a bad Eitzah? The many Rishonim, Menachas Chinuch brings this machlokes in the mitzvah of lifnei iver, many Rishonim hold that if Reuven is machshel Shimon with an Isser d'Rabbanon, he gives him bishul akum to eat. He's over lifnei iver m'diraisa, because in a practical sense, it's a michshel. Even though the Isser is only d'Rabbanon, but the michshel is mamet, it's a total and true michshel. So he's over lifnei iver m'diraisa. How could this be any different when Reuven gives Shimon something that according to Shimon it's also for him to eat? How could he not be over lifnei iver? But the answer is simple. Over there, by an Isser d'Rabbanon, it is a true michshel. It might only be with d'Rabbanon. Nevertheless, it's a real michshel. Masha'ekein over here, according to Reuven, it's not a michshel at all. Shimon's just making a mistake. In such a case, it's not lifnei iver. He didn't give him a michshel at all. True, if Shimon knew, he wouldn't have eaten it. But if Shimon knew what Reuven knew, at least according to Reuven's understanding, Shimon would change his mind. So the whole thing's a bit of a mistake. If it's just a mistake, there's no issur of lifnei iver. Halacha l'maisa, the Ramon Yerodeya Simin Kuf Yud Tes Paskins, that it's mutter for Reuven to eat at Shimon's table, even though Reuven is makbet on a certain kind of food, and Shimon is meiko, they can still assume that Shimon will not give him to eat something that he holds as osur, based on our Gemara. For instance, if somebody is makbet on pas akum, and he knows that his host is aware of that kepeda, he doesn't have to worry that just because the host is not makbar on Pasakum, that he's going to give it to him to eat. He can rest assured that the host will take into consideration his chumras and not give it to him. And the Maral Bach, quoted in the Shach, learns that if Shimon, the host, were to give Reuven, the guest, something that Reuven does not want to eat, the attack would be lifna either. And that's, again, not like the pre-chodesh that we mentioned before. As we mentioned, the Gemara answered that Beis Shammai was Medea to Beis Hillel. As Rashi says, Du'usha mishpocha zu mitzaras ervo, shenesiabmo, uperishu. That Beis Hillel was notified by Beis Shammai, you should know that we did, like our Shita, also Beis Shammai kidevrayim, but you can marry into our families, because when there is a tzara that Beis Hillel would aser, Beis Shammai let them know that according to your own Shita, it's also for you to marry this woman. The Gemara brings a raya, Hachinan Mustaber, the Ketani, that by Kol Taharis v'chalatzmeyos, Shehayu Elu Mataran ve'elu Matamin, that they would use each other's kelim. Beis Shammai would use Beis Hillel's kelim. Beis Hillel would use Beis Shammai's kelim, even though in certain cases they argue. And the Gemara says, if you're going to say that they would notify each other, you should know according to you this is Tameh, so don't use it. That's why they use each other's kelim. If you're going to say they wouldn't notify each other that according to your shita, this is Tameh. So it's understandable that Beis Shammai used Beis Hillel's kelim. Beis Hillel Beis Shammai Taharis Nimnu, because Beis Hillel is more machmer. And even where Beis Hillel is Matameh, Beis Shammai is Matayr. So it makes sense why Beis Shammai used Beis Hillel's kelim. El Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai Lomar Leinimnu. Why weren't Beis Hillel machmer and refrain from using Beis Shammai's kelim? Beis Shammai is Mekel and Matayr, and according to Beis Hillel, it's Tameh. El loved and Maydi Lushmamino. So you see from that they were Maydiya to each other, you should know according to your Shita, this is Tameh. So therefore, they could use freely any Kalim. They weren't notified of that because obviously those Kalim were Tor. If they were Tameh, they would have notified each other, don't use this according to your Shita, they're Tameh. Now, according to this Gerus in the Gemara, we only have a Raya that if Beis Shammai also kidivrayhem, that they let Beis Hillel know. If Beis Shammai loy also kidivrayhem, if Beis Shammai didn't do kidivrayhem, so there would never be any necessity for Beis Hillel to let them know, because they didn't do kidivrayhem. Everybody acted upon Beis Hillel's psak. Now Tosfos has the Kasha, the Rashba, the Ramban. They're all upset from the Gemara's Mashma that, according to Rashi's gears at least, that generally Beis Shammai was Mekel and Beis Hillel was Machmer. Bishlom and Beis Shammai lo nimnu Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai didn't refrain from using Beis Hillel's kelim because Beis Hillel was generally more Machmer. That's what the Gemara says. If you look through Shas, you see generally Beis Shammai is much more Machmer than Beis Hillel. There's only a handful of times where Beis Hillel is Machmer against Beis Shammai. So why does the Gemara say that Bishlom and Beis Shammai lo nimnu Beis Shammai didn't refrain from using Beis Hillel's kelim? Because Beis Shammai is Mekel anyway, so it doesn't bother him to use Beis Hillel's kelim. Generally, it's just the opposite. There are three cases where Beis Shammai is Mekel and Beis Hillel is Machmer, but other than that, in Hilchos Taros, Beis Shammai is generally Machmer against Beis Hillel. So Tosfos and many of the Rishonim have a different gersa. Bishlama, Beis Hillel le'nimnu mi'Beis Shammai, that Beis Hillel didn't refrain from using Beis Shammai's kelim, the tumos the Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel tahiris. That whatever Beis Shammai is matameh, Beis Hillel is matayer. Ella, why didn't Beis Shammai refrain from using Beis Hillel's kelim? Beis Shammai is generally more machmer. They should have been more careful and refrain from using Beis Hillel's kelim because they might wind up with a tumos de kekli according to their shita. It's mochach that they were meidia. Now Tosfos says according to this girsa, the Gemara not only brings a raya according to the Shita, Beis Shammai also kedivrayim, but even according to the Shita, Beis Shammai loy also kedivrayim, we have a raya that Beis Hillel was Meidiya Beis Shammai. Because that's certain that Beis Shammai, even if you say loy also kedivrayim, they didn't paskin like themselves, that's only where if they would have paskined like their own Shita, you would see that Beis Shammai argues on Beis Hillel. But if it's a kind of thing where Beis Shammai could have paskin like his own shita and people would not see, they wouldn't bring any machlekes, and it wouldn't look like two tyrus, there would be no loisus going to do. In a case where it's not obvious that Beis Shammai is arguing, let's say by Kalim, Beis Shammai holds a certain Kali is Tomei, Beis Hillel holds a certain Kali is Tor. If Beis Shammai doesn't use that Kali, it doesn't mean they're arguing. They could say, I don't have any necessity now to use, let's say, a peeler. The peeler, or the knife that Beis Hillel has, is not what Beis Shammai needs to use now. They could say, we don't need a peeler, we like to use a knife. Or we don't want to use that pot, we don't need such a big pot. Anything that it's not clearly obvious that they're arguing by refraining of paskin like Beis Hillel, by an isha. If Beis Hillel holds a certain isha as mutter, she's mutter l'shuk, Tzaras Erev is mutter l'shuk, and Beis Shammai holds she's asra. If Beis Shammai refrains from marrying that woman, it doesn't mean that they argue on Beis Hillel. Any bystander doesn't see a machlokes. They can say, nobody in Beis Shammai wanted to marry that particular woman for whatever reason. In such a case, Beis Shammai has to paskin like their own shita. They have to be machmer. The only time Beis Shammai was loyosub kedivrayim, and they paskin against their own shita, is where there's going to be clear evidence that they're arguing by the mere fact that they're not paskining, that they're not acting like Beis Hillel. But if by their refusal to use a certain kli, or to marry a certain woman, it's not obvious that they're arguing lahalacha. It could be for any mundane reason that they don't want to use this kli or marry this woman. There's no reason that Beis Shammai should paskin against themselves. And in such cases, Beis Shammai actually went with their shita, even according to the shita, loy osu kedivrayim. Therefore, in the case of Kalim, if Beis Shammai wanted to use a particular kli, and according to their sheet, it was Tameh. And Beis Hillel held its mutter. If they were to borrow such a kli from members of Beis Hillel, it would be usher for them to use it if according to their sheet, it was Tameh. And that's why the people of Beis Hillel had to be Maidiyah to the people of Beis Shammai. You should know according to your sheet, this kli is Tameh. And Beis Shammai would have to refrain, even though Beis Shammai loy osu kedivrayim. Even if though they used to pass him like Beis Hillel. If it's not clear from the particular story that they're arguing, they're doing it a halachic argument, they're just doing it because there's some way they can camouflage their non-usage of Beis Hillel's kalim, or their non-willingness to marry a particular woman for whatever other reason, there is no chashash that they'll come to Leisus Kaididu, and therefore Beis Shammai definitely passed like their shita. That's why they had to come on to Beis Hillel being my DLM, notifying them that according to their own shita, it's also for them to use this kli or to marry that woman. Now, what's interesting is that it comes out that the shita that holds Beis Shammai Leos Kedivrayim, according to this Taisvis, and according to all the Rishonim that agree with Taisvis, is because of Leisus Gaididu. In the beginning of the Sugya, it's Mashma, that the reason Beis Shammai Leos Kedivrayim, if it's before the Bas Koil, because Beis Hillel is roiv. If it's after the Bas Koil, because of the Bas Koil. That's how one walks away from the beginning of the sukkah. In this Taisvis, it's muchach that the Gemara falls away from that. And the reason Beis Shammai Leos Kedivrayim is only because of Leisus Gaididu. It shouldn't come to any fighting. And in fact, where there won't be any Leisus Gaididu, where it won't either cause of machlaikis or look like two tyrus, Beis Shammai indeed passing like their own shita. And it's smuchach like that later on Daf Tesvav, from several of the cases that the Gemara brings later in the Sugya, from the case of Sheikis Yehu, from the case of Sukkah that the Gemara brings. Tosis's chidush is really based on several Gemaras later on. Now, if that's the case, we have l'chayra, a very big question. The beginning of the sugya is mashma that Beis Shammai Leos Kedivrayim because of the Bas Koil, or if it was before the Bas Koil, then because of the Roif. And here, from this Taisus and from the further on in the sugya, it's evident that the reason Beis Shammai Leos Kedivrayim has nothing to do with the Bas Koil. It has to do with Leisus Gaididu. And in the case where there is no chashash of Leisus Gaididu, anybody watching won't see any evidence of a fight, of a machlaikis or shtei tayreis. Beis Shammai would indeed pass him like his own shita, and they had to. How do we reconcile the beginning of the sugya at the end of the sugya? In the beginning of the sugya, it's mashma the Beis Shammai, Loyasu Kedivrayim, they pass him like Beis Hillel because the halacha was like Beis Hillel, either because of Roiv or because of the Basko. And further on in the sugya, in this Taisus that we just mentioned, it's muchach that when there was no chash of Loyasu Kedivrayim, Beis Shammai would in fact pass him like his own shita. In fact, there's a machlaikis. According to the Shita of Beis Shammai Loyasu Kedivrayim, if in any case where it was machlaikis that Beis Shammai was machmer and Beis Hillel was mekel, do we say that Loyasu Kedivrayim even lehokel, that where Beis Hillel is mekel and Beis Shammai is machmer, that Beis Shammai would pass him like Beis Hillel, because they had Loyasu Kedivrayim, and even Lehokel, Beis Shammai would go against the Shita and be making like Beis Hillel? According to the Ritva, if Beis Shammai was Machmer and Beis Hillel Mekel, Beis Shammai would not pass him like Beis Hillel, even according to the Shita, Loyasu Kedivrayim, because how could he be Mekel against his own Shita? He knows Beis Hillel is wrong. Taisus on Daf Tesvav holds that according to the Shita Leosu Kedivrayim, it makes no difference if Beis Hillel was Mekel, if Beis Hillel was Machmer, Beis Shammai were totally Mevatel their own Das, the Shita's Beis Hillel. That's the halacha, according to the way Taisus understands, the Shita of Leosu Kedivrayim. According to the Ritva, even if you say Leosu Kedivrayim, that's only Leosu Kedivrayim Lehokel. They were Machmer to be Chayshish for Beis Hillel Shita. To be Mekel against their own Shita and Paskin Lehokel like Beis Hillel, according to the Ritva, that's impossible. They know they're right. They know the halachas lahachmer. How could you possibly be mekel when you know you're right? Even if Beis Hillel pasul is like that. That's Shitas HaRitva. And like we mentioned, Taisus in Tesvav Amar Aleph, Dibra Maschal V'Sikeh holds that Loyasu Kedivrayim means that they were totally mevatel their das to Beis Hillel and they pasul entirely like Beis Hillel. But again, even Taisus who holds that, holds in a case where it's not going to be evident that they're arguing. In such a case, even Taisvah says that Beis Shammai paskin kederehim. To summarize what we have so far, that's clear that according to everybody, Beis Shammai, in a case where it's not going to be evident of any machlaikis, if they pass like themselves, there's a certain woman that according to Beis Shammai is also, according to Beis Hillel is Mekel. It is certainly clear that according to Beis Shammai is Tomei, according to Beis Hillel is Tar. By refusing to use such a kli, by refusing to marry such a woman, nobody sees the machlekes. In that case, Beis Shammai lekuli alma. According to Taisus, and for sure according to the Ritva, Beis Shammai would paskin like their own shita and refrain from using the kelim or marry a woman from Beis Hillel. There's a machlekes, Taisus and the Ritva, where there will be evidence of a machloikis, but lemaisa, if Beis Shammai will pass like Beis Hillel, it'll come out there being mekel. In such a case, Taisus says, loyasu kedivrayim, the shita that holds that Beis Shammai loyasu kedivrayim would pass like Beis Hillel even to be mekel. According to the Ritva, in such a case, Beis Shammai would have to be machmer because although loyasu kedivrayim, they didn't want to come to a Chashash of Machlaikis, they didn't want to come to Leisus Kedidu, but how could they be Mekel against their own Shita? Therefore, the Ritva holds that in such a case, Beis Shammai also could derayim, even according to the Shita, Loy also could derayim. Now, in Chedusha of Reuben Rozovsky, over here in the Sugya, he asked the Kasha that we asked. In the beginning of the Sugya, it's Mashma that the reason Beis Shammai also could derayim is because there was a Basko. Mishamayim was gepaskind that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Over here we see not only from the Ritva who holds that any time Beis Shammai was machmer they didn't pass like Beis Hillel, but even according to Taisus who holds that Beis Shammai was mekel against themselves, but again that was only in a case where l'biyach shash machlekes, where people will see that they're arguing, in a case where they can do it covertly where there's no clear evidence of a machlekes. Beis Shammai would pass like themselves. If the halacha is like Beis Hillel because of a baskoil, then what difference does it make if they're mekel, if they're machmer, if it's evident, if it's not evident? Obviously, at this point in the sugya, the Gemara is learning that Beis Shammai loyosu kudivrayim is only because of achshash of loyosu skaydadu. Frekter Ruven Razovsky, besides the fact that it's a stira in the sugya, there's a very fundamental question that has to be addressed. If the halacha, according to Beis Shammai, is the way they paskin, so why will loyosu skaydadu have ramifications on how they act? If they know they're right and they have to be chayshish to their own shita, they hold a particular food as aser. So how will Lysis Gaidudu make a nafkamina and say that they have to paskin against themselves? Let's say according to Taisvis, in a case where it'll be clear that they're arguing, even Lahokel, Taisvis holds that Beis Shammai would have to paskin like Beis Hillel. How could they do that? They know they're wrong. By the fact that Beis Shammai has to paskin like themselves when they know that there is no chashash of Lysis Gaidudu, you see that Beis Shammai holds that they're right. Even though Beis Hillel is a Roivin, even if there's a Baskel. So why is it, when there is a Chashash of Lysis Gaidudu, does that change the Halacha and allow them to paskin something, even Lahokel, against what they know is true? Why does the Isra of Lysis Gaidudu take precedence over the Isser or the Halacha at hand that Beis Shammai has to paskin like Beis Hillel, even though the Halacha is not like that? Reb Ruvain and Chidushei Reb Ruvain on the Masechta asks these questions, and he has a different approach to understanding the sugya. Reb Ruvain writes, what the Gemara handles on the top of Amud Aleph, that Beis Shammai lo yosuk divrayim because of the roiv or because of the baskoil, it's not that the halacha is like the roiv. The Gemara definitely knows that according to everybody, Mechadid Yitzvei is an equalizer and would allow Beis Shammai to paskin like themselves, even against a roiv. And everybody knows that Beis Shammai said, "Ein mashgichim bebaskoil," and they can paskin according to their shita. That's not a question. Well, what happened is, since there is a roiv, and most people around will go like the roiv, since there was a baskoil, most people around will go like the baskoil, even if Beis Shammai has a right to argue, but the fact that most of the people are going to follow the roiv or follow the baskoil will create a situation of agudus agudus. And therefore, Beis Shammai le'osu k'divrayim, not because they held the halachos like Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai le'osu k'divrayim because of achshash of le'osu k'divrayim. The entire sugya from beginning to end is handling the sugya of Lysis Gaidudu. It's not handling the Etzem Halacha. The Etzem Halacha, Beis Shammai may be right. But they can't pass like themselves because it'll create a situation of Machlekes, or it'll look like Shtei Teires. And therefore, from the beginning, the Gemara is handling, is there a case of Lysis Gaidudu here or not? According to the Shita Le'osek Divrayim, because most people will follow the Roiv, most of the bystanders will follow Beis Hillel because of the Roiv or the Baskoil. Therefore, Beis Shammai lo yosu k'divrayim. The shita that holds Beis Shammai osu k'divrayim holds like Rava's Teretz that in two batei dinim there's no chashash of lo yosu k'divrayim. How could Beis Shammai, because of the isra of lo yosu k'divrayim, paskin against themselves? How could they be makel by sukkah or by mikvah or by anything that the Gemara later brings against their own shita because of lo yosu k'divrayim? True, there's an isra of lo yosu k'divrayim. But how could they paskin against themselves if they know that they're right? And you see that they held they were right, even after the baskoil or after the roiv, because when there is no chashash of Lysis Gaidudu, they have to paskin like themselves. So why does Lysis Gaidudu take precedence to the shaila at hand? That we say Beis Shammai will have to be mevatel their das and accept Beis Hillel's psak when they know that their shita is the correct one. Reb Ruvain has a beautiful mahalach to explain this. He says that of course every Bezdin has a right to paskin like their own shita. And anybody who's convinced that they're right, that have to paskin according to their mahalach. However, in a case where it will cause agudas agudas, the Torah demands, just like in a Bezdin, they have to paskin with a roiv, even if the meat might be a choshev adeya. The same way, where there's going to be a chashash of loisus gaidudu, the Torah says that the roiv is the shayfet. By saying loisus gaidudu, the Torah gave us a klal and psak. Where there was a chashash of machlaikis, if there's a roiv and the people are going to go after the shita of the roiv, then the shita of the das miut has to be mevatel their das. Lysis Goydu is not just a halacha don't fight. Lysis Goydu clarifies how to paskin in certain cases. If there's not going to be a chashash machlokes, if there are two different cities, or even two different bati dinim in one city according to Rava, there's no chashash machlokes, everyone should paskin according to their own shita. Beishamay would have to paskin like themselves. However, where there's a chashash that there's going to be agudas agudas, that's another way of the Torah saying paskin like the mahalach that most people are going to accept. So when Beis Shammai was able to camouflage what they were doing, and it won't look like a machlokes, the Torah says, do like your own day. Of course, you have to paskin what you believe is right, as long as it goes with the klali apsak. If there's going to be a chashash that people are going to come to a machlokes, it'll make agudas agudas. In such a situation, the Torah says, lo yisus goydu, and the klal of the psak is, listen to how the klal is going to go with. They are the shofet ashiya bayom mahem, the one that roiv of the klal Yisrael, the roiv of the people of the place are going to go with, they are kivei what the halacha is. And in such a case, according to Tosfos, Beis Shammai had to be kivei their das to Beis Hillel, and that's the halacha. Lo yisus goydu clarifies how to paskin. If there's no lo yisus goydu, paskin according to your day. If there is a chashash of lo yisus goydu, according to the way Reb Reuven explains Tosfos, and really that's the mahalach in the sugya, lo yisus goydu will define what the halacha is also. And it's not that Beis Shammai, in the case of chashash machlekes, would mevatel their das to Beis Hillel because there was no choice. That's what the Torah says. In such a situation, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. In such a situation, you have to paskin the way the klal is going to go. So when there was no chashash that it'll look like agudas agudas, Beis Shammai had to paskin like themselves. When there was such a chashash, the Torah said that is the way to paskin. Leisasu agudas agudas mail la halacha is like those shoiftim, like the way the klal is going to go, and therefore Beis Shammai Medina had to paskin like Beis Hillel because that's what the Torah said is the halacha.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.